We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Carolina. All right, we're here for the ACC. Kicking off the way we be. That's what we're doing here in Carolina. James Taylor would punch me for that right now. Hey, Joe Z, man, we got to thank some great people. What do you got for me?
We do. The Capital One Orange Bowl Radio Tour is presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, proud sponsor of local youth sports and partner of the Orange Bowl Youth Football Alliance and the Orange Bowl Festival. For more information and to find your favorite Duffy Sports Grill, visit them at duffysmvp.com.
All right. We got to thank the Orange Bowl because we're only here because of them for the ACC. And, of course, the Orange Bowl has been a big part of the ACC with their partnership. Jack Seiler, Orange Bowl Committee President and Chair, joins us this morning. Jack, good morning, and thank you for the ice cold freeloading beers that I had last night, man. Can't be better than that, a free couple of beers and then being able to just take off and not pick a tab up. That was beautiful. How you doing this morning?
The Orange Bowl's happy to pick that tab up for you, Joe. I just got to tell the auditor, but don't worry about it.
Right.
No, doing great, and it's great to have you all up here in Carolina. And I got to spend a little time with Joe Z over in Birmingham, too, at the SEC meetings and now the ACC. And this is exciting. It's great to be on the cusp of another football season and hopefully a regular football season. I think everybody's anxious to get started and have a full season without a start and a stop and a stutter and a stall.
Yeah.
Just play ball.
Jack, are we back to – did I hear last night we're at semifinal game?
We are. We're the national semifinal December 31st at Hard Rock Stadium. And you know what? Speaking of that, everybody loves our stadium. You hear it everywhere you go. I know you're very close with the Dolphins and Tom Garfinkel and Steve Ross, but the facility they have put together, these coaches up here, both of the SEC coaches and the ACC coaches, are like, you guys got the best facility in the country.
Yeah, it's really helped. Listen, Orange Bowl's been around. Hey, I know we don't do this enough because everybody just wants a great game. Give me the best game, and when it's not a great game, people, you know, give you grief and stuff. But it's all the other things. It's like I was telling, we were laughing this morning early. I said, I don't know about you. I know we need football fields, and we need, but I don't want to pay $100,000 to $200,000 for a new field. But we need them, and you guys have done such a great job going around, and the busiest fields, making sure they stay in great shape to keep football going.
Yeah, no, it's been a great project of the committee, and you know, our membership is committed to giving back and remains committed to giving back, and so we have given. Now on our seventh field, we've done six legacy gifts around South Florida. It's amazing. It's nice to work with the local communities and make sure that the young men and women in the communities have a chance to be successful, little opportunity in life. And started out at Moore Park in Miami, which was the original site of the first Orange Bowl game. That was the first legacy gift. And then next we came up to Carter Park in Fort Lauderdale, as I always tell Joe, the hottest park in the country for college and pro football players.
That one year it was. It's Michael Irvin year was pretty special, man, and the Blades brothers. And
oh, you've got the kids that played over at Dillard, all the kids that played at St. Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Gibbons High School. They're all coming out of Carter Park in that area. It's fantastic. It's exciting.
You know, along those lines, yesterday I was talking with Kirby Smart about football coming down to recruit in South Florida. And, you know, he said we started talking about the high school guys. But he said, you go to South Florida, you start looking around, and you see all the Optimist Club kids playing football. He said, you know, it starts when they're 5 years old, 4, 5, 6 years old, which I think leads to this, Jack, because of that. Football a couple years ago was kind of on, firing squad there, right? And if you ask any of these coaches, they'll tell you football is being played everywhere, but in South Florida, because of what you guys do at the fields and giving kids that opportunities, I think you've helped save football a little bit.
Well, I tell you, both our the coaches, the conferences, the commissioners have all expressed that. You know, when we've done these field openings, they come down. They want to be there. They want to see what we're doing. Heck, that field we did up in Glades Pioneer Park, that is just spectacular. And, you know, when you see 200, 300 young kids that are just anxious to get out on a good football field, have a nice facility to play on, and then you see a Santonio home show up, right? And you get these guys that came up through these parks and coming back, also wanting to give back. So, yeah, we're excited about the legacy gifts. We're in the process of doing one more right now. We just got it approved last month, and it's going to be another spectacular field to, you know, give back to the community, and as we like to do, just make sure all the young people have an opportunity.
Well, listen, we got the tennis tournament. Not that people tell me it's self-serving when I bring up tennis, but that tournament has had some of the greatest players in the world have all played in this, men and women, starting with Roger Federer, who always talks about the Orange Bowl. That's where it started for him in his country.
Absolutely. Federer always speaks about it. And Coco Gauff just, you know, won it just a couple years ago. And, you know, we all know you love the tennis. I mean, when the plantation police call me and they say there's this guy out here. He claims he's a former football player, but he's out stalking at the tennis courts watching all these greats.
it is fun. Listen, it's been great. So let me ask you, get into some more business here of what's going on. How do you feel? We got four. There's talk in the next few years. I think it's going to happen. What do you think about going to 12 teams and how it could affect the Orange Bowl and all the big bowls as far as that goes?
Well, you know, the talk is certainly there. I think the four has worked. We think the four has been very successful, but the commissioners and the obviously the College Football Playoff Management Committee is looking at an expansion to 12. I think that's to make sure that at least the five power conferences all get in a team every year. And that's, you know, so we see that momentum. We see that movement towards that. But I think the Orange Bowl will maintain its premier role in college football. We're in discussions with all the conference commissioners, all the athletic directors that serve on that, making sure that whether it's a regular, you know, quarterfinal, semifinal, national championship, you know, the Orange Bowl's had that place in college football. We have hosted the most national championships of any bowl game. You guys have been there for most of them. You've called them. We've also had the most Heisman Trophy winners. So we're probably the premier bowl along with the Rose Bowl in college football, and our goal is to maintain that position. And so whether it's a regular rotation of a national championship or some sort of thing with the semifinal, we're in those discussions. I'm heading from here up to the Big Ten to meet with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. We'll be there for a couple of days. But we spent May going around. We met with all of our conference partners and commissioner partners to make sure that the bowls play a vital role in that new college football playoff, whatever that looks like.
Did you guys see Dabo Swinney's comments yesterday? Dabo Swinney said, hey, not going to affect us. I mean, we're six straight. I'm loaded team. We're going to be fine. We're going to be there. He goes, well, I'm not sure there's 12 good teams. There's a bunch of good teams that you can put them in there so they can say they made it to the final 12, but there's only three or four or five good teams. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know what? There has been obviously the two conferences that have had the greatest success under the current system is the ACC and the SEC. Both of them have had the most teams play in that college football playoff, you know, the final four, if you will. The Big Ten's next with like five appearances, and then behind that, the Pac-12. Big 12's had basically one team, that's Oklahoma. And Fort Lauderdale kid as the AD there, Joe Castiglione, done an unbelievable job. But Oklahoma's been the only team that's done well out of the Big 12 under that system. Pac-12 has had a very difficult time.
Not happy on the West Coast, yeah.
I think one of the things Dabo is going to find out about, well, all these guys hit me yesterday. The players at some point are going to have something to say about it.
I don't think the players like it, by the way.
And I asked JT Daniels yesterday, I said, how do you feel about the expanded playoff? You know, somebody could play 17 games. Now, he's sitting in the chair, slouched down like this, right, all the way down. And I said, 17 games, and all of a sudden he straightened right up, and he said, that's the number? And he said, well, I don't know. I only played four games last year in the SEC, and I'm just a quarterback, and I got the hell beat out of me.
Yeah.
And so he said, that's a lot of football.
It's got to be adjusted.
It's an NFL season.
Yeah, he said that's a lot of football. So I don't know. I don't even know how they incorporate the players' thoughts into that. But
well, I will say this. Jack Sporbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director who was here last night, also everybody was in town to honor John Swofford, the ACC commissioner, former ACC commissioner, longest-serving ACC commissioner in history. And as you know, just right around the corner here last night, we honored him, and everybody came in, every commissioner from across college football, past, present, and just an amazing lineup to honor him. But they're all trying to figure out how to make that work, because the one thing the NFL doesn't have, finals week. Finals.
Yeah.
Fall graduation. Now you're trying to figure out how to get that football season in. And I've got finals this week. I got the fall graduation for those, you know, people that graduate in December. And football was always a one-semester sport. Under this new format, it becomes a two-semester sport. There's no way you can get it done in one semester.
Jack, college football has become past big business. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's like the contracts, you know all that stuff. You see the numbers and stuff. It's AAA. It's AAA. It's AAA football. I mean, it's the closest thing. It's closer than any other professional sport that we have, that you can go right from college football and be a star in your first year because these kids are so good. And by the way, the other thing you were talking about when you were being nice about the conferences, what you said was that Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State are three of the four teams. And then the fourth team, like you said, is Oklahoma or somebody else gets in there.
The presidents, I'm getting myself in trouble, so here we go.
You can't get in trouble.
You talk about
Joe Rose telling you can't get in trouble.
I'm just going to say it was the other Joe that said it. Well, you mentioned that, you know, they're concerned about finals week and all that stuff. Meanwhile, it's been the presidents that have said, okay, we'll let this thing continue to get big because we like those paychecks coming in from ESPN or Fox or whatever. So the reason we're in this pickle is because they said, well, you know, it's okay to go send these kids to go play a 9 o'clock basketball game and then fly them home the next morning to go to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, it's okay to play 12 games, and it's okay to go to a playoff because they opened that door for all the money. The system might have been just fine the way it was.
Yeah, that's true, but I will tell you, then you also sit down with presidents that obviously with the role I'm playing with the Orange Bowl and I'm trying to navigate this new college football playoff, you sit down with a lot of presidents who seem hesitant about this expansion because they're, just to your point, they're like, when do we stop? When do we make sure we focus on the student-athlete experience, what's college to them? What is a university degree to them? So we're hearing that from both sides. I think Joe's right. I think you're probably going to see some expansion.
Mm-hmm.
The question is going to be, if they go to 12, that seems to be the number because of the fact that that'll allow all five power conferences to have a guaranteed slot. The way they're talking now with the top four being a conference champ, you know, that has to be in the top four ranking. The only program that really loses out there is Notre Dame. But I think with the expansion, Notre Dame's in a very good position as a non-conference member. They'll, I think, almost every year always be in the top 12 and then have a chance to play for the national championship. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of discussions. I will tell you, as you all know, Eric Palms, who is with the Orange Bowl Committee, the best in the business, Eric had 63 different variations of a 12-team playoff. So think about the way that can play out.
Yeah.
They're looking at this is like playing chess. I mean,
it's incredible all the different scenarios of things that could play out in this and how and trying to keep and then getting the little guy outside of the Power Five that happens to have a great year, Cincinnati or Memphis or Boise State in the old days when they were dominating, or even Central Florida.
Yep.
Got a nice little program over there. They're going, hey, get us involved in this. Give us a chance. Get a couple of those slots in that top 12. It will be fun going forward. And, of course, the other thing that we're not talking to you about is we got guys making a few bucks as well.
on the name, image, and likeness?
Well, Jack's a lawyer. He would know how to handle all that stuff, right?
What do you think about that?
I actually think we all knew that was going to happen. I think it just needs to – the NCAA and, those in Congress need to make sure we have a consistent, uniform national policy. Think about this, Joe. You're playing at Cal Berkeley. California has a certain policy on name, image, and likeness. You go play in Utah. They got a different policy you're going to have. Just, it's going to be disarray. And so they've got to make sure, now that the court's ruled, a national policy, a uniform policy, and I think they've got to make sure it applies to all sports. You know, everybody talks about football players. I was reading last year that if the name, image, and likeness had been done last year, you know who the number one person would have been in the country? Sarah Ledecky, the swimmer that went, the IU swimmer, she would have knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important that they come up with, I think, a uniform policy as well as a policy that impacts all sports, basketball, whether swimming, tennis, golf. And
good luck. Yeah. A lot of work, man. I'm dying to see how it plays out. You and I were talking last night about some of the things UM and people around the program are putting together, and everybody's going, hey, can they do that? I heard Dan Mullen going, hey, I saw what Miami's doing. Can they do that? Because if they can do that, we got the Bull Gators, and we can do a few things.
I think there were a lot of people at the SEC that were saying what Jack was referring to, and I think the bullseye was on Miami because they saw some
SEC,
of the stuff.
SEC, by the way, they should stay out all about giving money.
Yeah, well,
SEC needs to stay out about giving players
money. Let me tell you, the one other area there is going to create potential abuse: recruiting. You're going to see a kid coming out of high school that's going to sign a name, image, and likeness deal with a bar in Oklahoma, right? He's going to say, hey, and then that kid doesn't stay on campus. That bar maybe doesn't honor the deal. And all of a sudden, you're going to have these disputes, and the guy's going to say, look, the only reason I gave you that offer
that's
was
a good point.
You could play at Oklahoma or you could play at Oklahoma State. And I think they've got to make sure that does not create recruiting violations, because that name, image, and likeness, you can abuse that for recruiting.
Well, real fast, you saw in your game last year, we've seen guys bail out of games.
Right.
So I would think that it would also encourage players, if they're going to take a deal, then they have to honor the deal all the way through the season. If I'm offering a player a deal, I want him playing in the bowl game.
Right? He will if they're playing for something. Well, they're not going to. These small bowls, what's going to happen, Jack? The other thing. What happens to the little guy bowls? Not the big boy bowls like you're part of.
Well, but let's they're going to have a problem, but I will say this. Remember what the bowls are to these programs. The bowls are a chance for – not everybody wins the national championship. Not everybody has that ability, to play in that national championship game. The bowls provide a great week to so many other programs. You know, you come, you have an 8-3 season or a 9-3 season, and you have a chance – the players get to experience a little something special, at the end of the season. The bowl provides so much to the fans, the players, and I think we've got to make sure that these bowls somehow survive through this process and are able to continue. Because, as I said, maybe that team goes 7-5 coming off a 5-7 team, and now they just want to reward their players with a week in some great location. And the bowls have been very good for college football, and obviously, hopefully, they'll continue. But there's now obviously the Orange Bowl is in a different position, and
I think it's in a great position.
We are, and
I think no matter what they do, Jack. The thing about this and flying up last night, excuse me, you guys are in great. You're in great shape. The Orange Bowl, I mean, and it's so important to South Florida. It's and we got to let you run. They're screaming at me, Jack. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming on this morning and stuff, and spending time with us and letting us freeload off that tab last night was beautiful. So thank you very much for that. Hey, all right. Hey, listen, right now I want to tell you and talk about sports-related injuries, the part of sports nobody wants to talk about, man, when somebody gets injured, but we all want to go to the best. And we're very lucky down here, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the best in the business. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and, of course, part and a big, big part of Baptist Health. They put together a group of doctors that you're going to have great results with. That's what it's all about. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, Dade County High Schools. I can just keep going on and on about the high school college and professional athletes, not just in South Florida, but all over the country, come to see these great specialists for Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists. These guys are really good, where you're going to have great results, and that's what it's all about. You're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on those million-dollar athletes every day. And we've got so many great facilities to go to, including a brand-new one right off of 595 and Pine Island. You'll see the pineapple there, which means they're ready to take great care of you. Physical therapists there. It's just about getting you back out playing the sports you love the most quickly. And they do it better than anybody. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho to make an appointment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Appointment today.
AM 560, the Joe. WQAM presents the Verizon Artist Lounge with Miami football star and entrepreneur DJ Williams, hosted by Joe Rose. Catch up with DJ Williams as he talks about his football career and the business he started post-career. Enter to win your way in online at WQAM.com for this exclusive virtual event on Tuesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m., the Verizon Artist Lounge featuring DJ Williams. Details online at WQAM.com for this virtual event. Joe's? That was a toss back to multiple Joes. I said Joe's?
Yeah.
No?
No, we're good. Are we back?
On. I mean, I was just, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, this is what happened. We got people around here. We're talking, and you're trying to get a hold of us on the air here. I got Joe and Jack over here talking about Notre Dame and trying to fit things in. Cam's getting us all set up. So it's a little bit of a what I would usually say the bad word of crap show. You know, it's a little bit of a ship show.
Cam's up there early, too? Bit.
Cam's up early, and I tell you what, Cam, now Cam's a little bit younger, but he might have closed the bar down last night. Cam was strong last night. Listen, they're with all the guys they work with and from all the other schools. It's pretty cool, and everybody's here at this one hotel, and it's fun. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning that we want to continue on with here. Congratulations, Milwaukee Bucks. Got to start with that. What a great game. When the best player and an MVP plays like that, Hollywood, that's pretty special stuff. And that's exactly what happened. Giannis, the Greek freak last night, 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks. And that wasn't even the most impressive thing. The fact that he hit 17 and 19 free throws was just unbelievable. So Milwaukee, after all this talk about who was going to win it, who was going to have a chance to win it, the Milwaukee Bucks. I stayed up to watch the celebration. And
would you get to bed around
the
midnight?
This morning.
Midnight's when everything kind of started to wind down after those post-game celebrations.
Yeah.
But it's tough to not watch all
fun.
That stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because,
you know,
Joe, it wasn't
is,
the same team that wins every year. It wasn't, you know, the Lakers again or you know, the usual stars. It was really cool to see two fan bases that really wanted to win. And that show out there last night, the amount of people they had on the streets in Milwaukee, I don't know how much of it you saw, but it was unbelievable the amount of people that they had
out there. I don't
know
how they came up with that number, but they had 65,000. They said 65,000 people outside. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, how many – NBA cities would have 65,000 people outside an arena. Wouldn't happen down here, obviously. Happened in South Florida.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was standing outside the arena when LeBron was here, were they?
No, they were just waiting for us to win it again.
Yeah, or they were leaving early.
They were just waiting to see what was going to happen. But a really cool story. And listen, I just say this to everybody. I know we love great teams, and let's get our own power team and come play with me in L.A., come play with me in Miami. We've seen it all. We've been part of it. We know how it works. Isn't it kind of refreshing that Giannis – listen, Miami was waiting on Giannis too. Like, hey, we're going to make a run at him. And Giannis went, nah, I'm staying here. Even though we've had our butts kicked, including Miami beat him up bad in the bubble. And he goes, no, I'm going to stay with this. I believe in these guys. They drafted me. I'm going to stay here. Now, you know, and he could have got – he got paid a lot of money. Could have got paid that lot of money no matter where he's going. He stayed. They got him Holiday, another guy who was really good in the playoffs. Didn't shoot well last night, but really good. And it works out. And he gets a championship staying in Milwaukee. And I remember not too many years ago we went, there's certain cities, NBA cities, that will never win a championship because great players will never go there. Sacramento, Cleveland without LeBron, they got no shot, and they're rock bottom. And Milwaukee was one of those teams, too, that you just said, they got no shot. Like, none of the great players when they're free agents are going, hey, I want to go to Sacramento. No, no, I want to go to Milwaukee. No, no, check that. I want to go to Cleveland. I mean, nobody's going there. You're never going to get that.
No, it's such a cool story. And then to see Giannis and Middleton, Joe, they played together for 8 years, to see them hug afterwards.
I mean,
you don't see that a lot. You don't see guys grind away for – and by the way, did you see the comparison, the little side-to-side of Giannis when he was a rookie and now?
I did. And not just
talk
physically,
about a guy
how
that's
much
grown.
Bigger, but he grew. How the hell do you – what age do you keep growing at?
I don't know. The guy put on like 50 pounds since he's been in the league.
Yeah,
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Listen, there is no bigger body physically for a guy that big. And we've had some great bodies in the NBA. Talk about LeBron and all the stuff, but, boy, he is cut.
You know, Joe, for a guy who spent, a lot of time now getting crushed for his offensive, his lack of an offensive game, to go out and drop 50 in the biggest game of his life is, it's impressive stuff.
It was a great story, Hollywood. It really was, and it kept me up to see it, and see his emotion, and see everybody out there celebrating, and everything was pretty cool. We got a lot of stuff coming up. 9 o'clock hour for Canes fans out there. Want to let you know, Manny Diaz is going to join us. De'Ari King is going to join us, and Mike Carley and Bubba Bolden will all join us to get the 9 o'clock hour to really kick off the ACC. 2.5 days that we're going to be here going through stuff. Joe Z's with us as well. We're going to have some Hollywood's headlines coming up, but we got a lot of stuff. Dabo Swinney's going to join us this morning. Sam Howell, North Carolina quarterback, who's expected to be either the first or second pick in the NFL draft next year. We'll talk to him, especially after losing a lot of weapons. What's North Carolina, who has had UM's number here recently? We'll talk to him about all that stuff. But coming up, we got you got him on there.
Can you ask Sam Howell why he always throws the ball down the left sideline, in particular against the University of Miami?
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about a lot of big plays. That was a crazy one. Anyway, we got to go to break. We're gonna have a lot more stuff coming up here. Again, we're in Charlotte for the ACC football kickoff. Miami Hurricanes will join us here. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the head coach and a lot of the players that came up here as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a lot more college football. We'll get you caught up with all of that. And the latest, by the way, from the SEC meetings. And if you missed what Dabo Swinney had to say, we'll have that for you. And a guy that's been the biggest winner with endorsements might be coming out of Alabama. All that stuff straight ahead for you. Right now, I want to talk to you about a winner every day. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I love Michael Kotze. I love talking about Michael Kotze. And I want to let you just know a couple things about this guy. If you're frustrated, the friggin' banks take forever to get approved, man. Like, oh, we're going to have to check. Oh, your credit's not where it needs to be. Like, wait a second, man. It can't be like that. Take care of your credit score is down a little bit. I just want to get approved. I want to take advantage of these rates. Matter of fact, low fixed rates still in the twos. And Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage says, I can do everything, plus give you a lot better service than banks are. He's been doing it for more than 25 years. He makes it happen for you, from reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. Any question you might have about rates, your credit score, how much money you can save, and if you've been renting and you're ready to buy, you need a little Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage in your life to get those low rates locked in before they go up. Listen, you get pre-approved in minutes for free when you go to Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730. I want you to call or text Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Day without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today there, sir?
All right, Joe, I want to start it with college football here, the NCAA, to be more specific here, because you guys are, you're
college
up at the
football.
ACC.
Yeah.
And did you see this story here? The NCAA's revenue dropped more than 50% last year, which is to be expected, right, during the whole COVID thing. They brought in $521 million between September 1st of 2019 and August 31st of 2020. That's down from the $1 billion in revenue they had the previous year. You know who didn't take a hit, though, was the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, who made $2.9 million during the 2019-2020 fiscal year.
So wait a second. So that, I didn't understand it. So you're telling me Mark Emmert, who's the NCAA president, made the same amount of money even during these hard times. He didn't take less money.
I was actually a slight increase in pay, Joe. And there were other top officials at the NCAA that also reported a slight increase in pay during the year. We have Donald Remy, who made $1.7 million as the NCAA's chief operating officer during 2019 and 2020. Executive Vice President Stan Wilcox made $1.3 million. But, Joe, you know who came out on top of all of this? As they usually do, the lawyers. The NCAA paid more than $68 million for legal counsel. And, of course, they got destroyed, by the way. They got, like, laughed out of every courtroom they went into. And, by the way, one other thing, Joe, just to rub it in.
I thought the divorce attorneys were the only ones that won. I didn't realize they all paid out.
Well, 10 NCAA employees made more than $500,000 in 2019 and 2020 when everyone else was taking pay cuts.
Yeah. Well, they've all been called out. Guys like you aren't going to let that slide, man.
Yeah, just in case you didn't like the NCAA before.
Taking it. No. You've got – it's called dogpiling on Mark Emmert because he might be the least popular guy that we have in college sports, right? He's kind of by himself. He's not a very likable guy the way he's handled everything, I would agree.
All right, talking about likable here, Joe, I got to find out where you come out on this Deion Sanders stuff yesterday. So Deion Sanders is speaking to the media. He's at his media day for the SWAC in Birmingham, Alabama, and he gets called by his first name. He gets called Deion by a reporter.
Right.
And he goes on a rant. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion. Sanders told Nick Suss from the Clarion Ledger, if you call Nick Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick. Now, just one little wrinkle here, by the way, Joe, before you get on Deion. They played multiple press conference clips from Nick Saban that have people calling him Nick, and he doesn't react. He just answers the question.
Right.
So people do call him Nick.
Yeah. There was a couple things with Deion. First of all, he was a great player. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, cover corner of all time. And return guy. Nobody did the combination better than he did. So we'll start with that before we get into the other part. I don't know how long he's going to be able to coach this thing. I know it sounds cool. I want to see how a great player, as good as he is, when kids start to turn him down and don't play for him and go to different schools. I want to see how long he lasts doing that job. And by the way, the way he treated that guy was just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous that you've got to be called. It's crazy. Call Manny. Call him coach.
You
we
do.
Mix it up.
I call him coach. Like when everybody. I talk to Manny, though, I call him coach.
The only guy, listen, I
It's just like a term of respect, but like still, I get it. I, you know,
Don Shula I called coach, but listen, Don Shula and Dion have nothing in common for coaching.
No.
You just do it a little bit longer. I know about your Hall of Fame career, but you weren't a coach to become a Hall of Famer. So calm down a little bit, to put it nicely today.
All right, Joe, I believe we were, one day into some of the rookies reporting to camps around the NFL yesterday, and we got our first major injury. L.A. Rams running back Cam Akers suffered a season-ending torn Achilles. 22-year-old here, Joe, had a really nice season last year, came on strong. I think he was a big, for fantasy football people out there, he was a keeper for everyone. But our first season-ending injury early on here.
Yeah, that's a punch in the gut. He was one of those great young rookie running backs last year in the NFL, and he looked, especially when the Rams started playing well there, he was a big part of it. That's a huge loss. Huge loss. I mean, to blow out an Achilles before, or hurt a knee before the season starts, is just awful, awful stuff. But I can't wait. Woody, I know you feel the same way, man. I can't wait for this thing to get started. I listened to Coach Flores yesterday, as had a, you know, opening ceremony for the new facility. It was fantastic, and can't wait to get you out there, bud, and show it to you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I saw some pictures of you out there speaking, Joe, and those are on our Twitter page, at Joe Rose Show. You could check those out. You and I believe Coach Flo was up at the podium there talking. Final story here for you today. Conor McGregor has cashed in on his newest purchase here, Joe. It is a $3.6 million Lamborghini, but it's not a car. It's a yacht. Lamborghini apparently makes yachts now. It's called the Lamborghini Technomar 63. It's referred to as the supercar of the sea.
Supercar of the sea, 3.6 mil, huh?
Wow, you saw the story. Joe, nothing gets past you. Even though you couldn't get on the Wi-Fi at the hotel, nothing gets past you, man. That's impressive.
It is so frustrating being an old guy.
Didn't they give you a little card that says, like, here's exactly how to do it? And you called and still couldn't do it. You said you were too embarrassed to call back, right?
I called the guy. He walked me through it. I tried and I tried and I tried, and I was too embarrassed to call him back again. So my laptop's sitting up there, and I couldn't figure out how to get connected.
Okay.
Sucks being old, and just everything's flying past you, man. It's just terrible.
Yeah, that does suck. By the way, the Lamborghini boat will cost you just under $4 million, as you mentioned there, Joe, at 3.6. It can reach up to 60 knots. I don't know. Maybe our boat people know how fast that is, but it also has a 4,000 horsepower engine.
Good.
You imagine being behind the wheel of that
thing? His ass kicked and his leg broken to go out on that thing now.
Things are okay, Joe. He made 180 mil in 2020.
Yeah. A little down on that guy. Go away. UFC said thank you very much. Go out and find another alcohol. God, did he make a ton of money. You're right. Jeez.
Yeah, 180 is not bad, huh?
Woody. He did really well there, Woody. You're not kidding, man. Great stuff. Hey,
well, Joe, can we let people know the Capital One Orange Bowl Radio Tour is presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, proud sponsor of local youth sports and partner of the Orange Bowl Youth Football Alliance and the Orange Bowl Festival. For more information and to find your favorite Duffy's Sports Grill, visit them at duffysmvp.com.
All right, Woody, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw it right back at you here and tell you all about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Oh, I just talked to Eric for a while the other day. Called me, said, hey, man, want to let you know things are still rolling, man, and rolling fast. We're still been around, family-owned, covering all of Broward, covering all of Palm Beach. Great financing available, 90% approval rate. And again, it's still, like I said, it's family-owned. But I like to tell everybody, training certified technicians on the road 7 days a week. The air conditioning unit breaks down on a Saturday or Sunday. You're going, oh, I got to wait till Monday. No, you don't. Not when you got air around the clock. You are ready to go to stay cool all the time. Holy smokes. So I'm just telling you right now, when it comes to air around the clock, you just can't go wrong. And I got more good news besides the great work you're going to get. Even if you need a new air conditioning unit, they've got them ready to go. I want to tell you that it's now part of Air Around the Clock is Around the Clock Plumbing. That's right. Any kind of problems you have, anything, clogged up sink or anything else that needs to be fixed, the toilet, water heater, whatever it is, it's nice to have. And you can call 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER, and they'll take care of it. It's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. So don't sweat it. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.